This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
And it's Choices we turn to now. Choices New Zealand, in fact, who work with people with disabilities and health issues to achieve their employment goals. We thought we'd find out a little bit more about that. Ashley Pawsey, who joins us now to talk about that. Morena, lovely to have you with us, Ashley. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Maybe we can start by talking a little bit about you and about your role. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit about Choices New Zealand is that we work under the IHC group, which also includes ID services and accessible properties. Choice NZ and usually across the country operate out of the ID service buildings in New Zealand. But within my role, I work as a facilitator and I support a range of individuals in the community with a range of different goals and tasks. One is employment support, where I support people in the community to find employment in a way that is very person-centred and supports them with their goals. Some of the people that we support have health conditions, mental health struggles or disabilities. We work alongside all our people to find a job that works for them and their needs. Other people can come to us straight out of school and just have no idea where to start with their job search and need support. We're very flexible, and when people come to us struggling with some aspect of their job search, we also do some work in schools. We have a transition contract, which is where we work along the ORS Fund students in schools in their last year of school to help them to discover what their last year of school looks like. So throughout their last year, we facilitate a few things. The second contract we also have in schools is employment service in schools. That contract is really where it tries to market the students that might miss some of the funding. Again, they have disabilities, struggle with mental health or health conditions, and we focus on trying to get them into the job market.
Yeah. So how do clients initially come to you? They come to you a number of ways. Obviously, you've made those connections through schools. Are there other agencies that refer to you as well?
So usually a whole lot of different organisations in the community refer to us. Some of them are from the mental health team, youth support places such as Mira, Otago Youth Wellness, Youth Grow, as well as Ministry of Social Development do a lot of referrals. A lot of people can also self-refer, so they can also just contact us themselves and, we'll go from there.
So when they make that contact, what's kind of the process from there?
So usually, if it's a referral from someone else in the community, usually I will have a chat with the referrer and gain some information around the person, and then either ring the person themselves who wants support, or they can come in and talk face-to-face with the support person. If it's someone in the community, I will just give them a call, really, talk to them more about what they're kind of after and whether we're the right fit, and then proceed from there, yeah.
In some cases, I guess you might establish that there might be a training need ahead of employment. Mm. Can you be helpful in that area as well?
Yeah, so there are, I guess there's some times when people come into touch base with us around work who might not have any work experience or anything. And I guess if we place them into volunteer work, that's kind of using up our time with them, if that makes sense. So we might go, here's some different places, reach out to this and come back in 3 to 6 months and we'll talk again about where you're at.
But you're still able to kind of help shape their thinking about what's going to be best in terms of their pathway?
Exactly, and kind of give a time frame.
Are you working with a regular pool of potential employers, or might any employer be possible?
Any employer, really, is, I guess that's probably the trickiest part of this job, is trying to find employers that are understanding of some of the people we support and that they might need a little bit more support. But again, we can support in that process, so we try to advocate for that as much as possible,
Getting someone into employment, I mean, that's a big process in itself. And as you say, even just finding that match with the right employer. But once they've gained a placement, do you have an ongoing relationship with them then?
Yep. So they still get extra year of support with us after their first day of employment. The kind of support that we do changes from everyone. Some people we go and do in-work support with for their first few weeks of work or their first few days. Other people just want a phone call and a catch-up once a week to discuss anything that's going on in work. maybe some resources to help them learn the job. We'll kind of create that. We touch base with employers. So, yeah, that ongoing support for a year is quite flexible around how we can encourage them to stay in their job and be happy, yeah.
Actually, I've no doubt that there are many challenges along the way for the people that you deal with, but you must have seen some great stories and transformations take place through this.
Yeah, definitely. Had some amazing stories. You know, we've had people get into work who haven't had a job in 15 years or who have been in the same job where you might not be earning minimum wage, and they've grown into a job where they're now earning minimum wage. Yeah, many huge stories, which are really awesome. Yeah.
How many people, I mean, you might not have this at hand, but how many people do you think you might deal with in terms of potential for placement in any given year?
I don't have the exact stats, but I would say, well, we all kind of work on a caseload of 30, if that makes sense.
And so how many of you are there?
How many have I got?
How many people like you are there working with Choices New Zealand to help others to find employment?
In my team, I think, oh gosh, it's one in Invercargill, two Dunedin. I think there's about eight of us.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, across Dunedin.
It's a significant number of clients across the region.
Yeah, so it's a few of us.
And for some of those clients that you work with, that might be a period of weeks. For others, it might be months. And for others, there's the connection that goes on beyond placement and for a further year. What's the most satisfying part of the job for you?
I think for me, it is being able to walk along side of the people I support and see them even just reach small milestones. You know, there's all those little ones before gaining employment, such as their first interview, you know, first job application, or they've made their first ever CV, you know. There's all those little milestones, but definitely getting the job and being able to support them through that process is definitely very rewarding, and it's life-changing for a lot of the people we support.
Absolutely. Yeah. Choices New Zealand. If people want to find out more about Choices New Zealand, about what opportunities they might have for themselves or someone perhaps in their family whānau group that might benefit from a connection with Choices, what's the best thing to do?
I guess contact, we've got a website, Choices New Zealand, so go on there. We've got a direct talk to us email, as well as you'll see all the facilitators' names across the region of New Zealand. And if you're in Dunedin, feel free to contact me. Contacts are on the website, or feel free to pop into the ID Services office and get my contact details.
Super stuff. So that website, choicesnz.org.nz. That's choicesnz.org.nz. Ashley, thanks so much for coming in and shedding a little bit of light on Choices New Zealand and what you offer and your own role in it. And thanks so much for the great work that you and the team are doing. Kia ora.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.